Gimel Adar, Wednesday the 13th of February, Rabbi Yonason News, getting slaughtered on Purim.
Good morning. Let me tell you about the birth of this shiur. I went into a beautiful establishment, Northwest London, for where you can procure fine wine, classy liqueur, spirits, a very spiritual place. And I went in there, and in the corner of my eye, I see a bottle of Highland single malt scotch. And I think to myself, this must be a joke. I go closer towards the bottle, and I read the label more clearly. And it's a nice scotch, cask strength, Kilchamon. I said to the shopkeeper, you have to promote this for Purim. You'll make a killing. Kilchamon, that's literally what it is. So I was thinking about this idea of slaughter, getting slaughtered, Purim, the Mishnah, the avoid on Purim, and betwixt all of these things, let's try and find a new avenue, a new chiddush through the inyan of Purim. This unique avoider of the Mishnah, of getting slaughtered, getting drunk on Purim, is extremely zany, strange, not often found in Yiddishkeit. You don't usually associate Kedusha, holiness, and drinking. In fact, the Kohen who goes into the base of Mikdash Shikah is Chayev Misa. We usually have very much a controlled way of life. Every aspect of our lives is governed. What do I eat, when, with what, at what time? Everything is governed. And suddenly there's one day a year, one afternoon a year, and one Seder a year, where, according to some poskim, we lose our minds. The Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis in Megillah famously says, "Omar Rova, Mechayev Inish Lebesumi Befuriyo Adela Yoda Bein Oru Homan Leboruch Mordechai." There's a chiyev on Purim to get so shikah, to get so Lebesumi, until one does not know the difference between good and bad. Basically, you don't know the difference between "Oh, cursed is Homan" and "Boruch Mordechai." Very strange level sheer of drunkenness. And this Gemara, this halacha of Rova, is immediately followed by the famous story of someone else getting slaughtered on Purim. Rabbi Rabbi Zera Obdu Sudas Purim Bahavi Adodi. Rabbi and Rabbi Zera made a Purim Suda together. Ifsum. They had a good time. They got intoxicated. Kom Rabbi, Shochtei Rabbi Zera. Rabbi got up and shechted Rabbi Zera. Lemachar, the next day, Boirachim Eva'achie. He pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to revive his friend, his erstwhile comrade, and he revived Rabbi Zera. Leshono Omar Le, Nesi Ma'avanavid Sudas Purim Badi Adodi. So then Rabbi asks Rabbi Zera, next year, let's make a Purim Suda together. And they're about to do it, and then possibly the best piece of Talmudic humor in the whole of the Bavli comes. Omar Lei, so Rabbi Zera turns to his friend Rabbi and says, "Loi b'chol shaita v'shaita misrochish nisa." Miracles don't happen every day. I think I'll stay at home this Purim. I've had enough. A friend once told me he also goes in the derech of Rabbi Zera. He also gets slaughtered on Purim. And we know that Hatzolah said that there's a warning on Purim not to get carried away. Literally. So this is a very zany chiyuv, very odd, l'chaim. Very odd and zany, weird and wonderful chiyuv. You know, many poskim understand that it can be fulfilled in a very conservative manner. The beer halacha, ironically, tells us a Meiri that says that the whole inyan of drinking and the hanor must be one of true simcha. It's not to get wild, carried away, and chas v'shalom to do any averas, or to lose one's yiras Hashem. But the simcha should be one of hanor that leads to avas Hashem, and hoidor for the miracles he's performed to keep us alive, ad hayom hazeh. The Ramah famously paskens for the Ashkenazim that you should have a little bit more wine than usual, go to sleep, and in your sleep you won't know the difference between Oror Haman and Baruch Mordechai. We all know this. But for the Mechaber and other poskim, we say Poshet Pshat, Chayev Inish Levesumi Bafuria means Chayev Inish Levesumi Bapuria. I'd like to focus on the Poshet Pshat. Understand what this is all about, once and for all, to this Chiyuv of Levesumi Bafuria. What does it mean? Why do we have to get drunk to this extent? Rashi says on the Chiyuv Levesumei Ofanort, Leishtaker Bayayin, to become intoxicated with wine. That's the Chiyuv. And it's funny, the Lashon of the Gemara is very strange as well. Levesumei. It's the same word, a root as besomim. The one has to drink so much that you can smell it on a person's breath. You have to get literally stinking drunk. Levesumei. And the Emek Bracha, one of my Avodah Zarahs, beautiful, beautiful Sefer, says, quotes a Rambam, Ketzad choyva suda zu, in what way do we perform this suda? Sheyoichal basar, the attacking suda noah, you have to eat, he must eat meat, and fix up a nice suda, kefir sheyatim suyodai, as far as is financially possible. Vashoyse yayin, ad sheyishtake biyaradein bishikrusai, and he drinks wine until he gets shikah, and he goes to sleep in his drunkenness. Eimei Bracha is magdir moiridik achidush in this shi'ur of ad dolo yoda, this tanai, this condition. You have to get so drunk until you don't know the difference between Haman and Mordechai. He says, according to quoting Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, by the way, says that the shi'ur of ad dolo yoda is not in the kiyum hamitzvah. It's not that you have to get so shikah until you reach Ad Dolo Yoda and then you've been Makayim the Mitzvah. He says, no, it's not the point of Kiyum, it's the point of Patur. That when you get to the state of Ad Dolo Yoda, Nebuch, you can't carry on with the Mitzvah of Levesumei Bavuria because you Matam Shaita. You've lost your mind, so you haven't got any Das. Therefore you can't be involved in Mitzvahs anymore. So it's not a Tanai in the Kiyum, it's a Tanai in the Patur. Unbelievable. And therefore, what's the nafkamina? What's the same? But if you need a walking stick for the brain, I'll give you a nafkamina as well. That according to Rav Yisrael Salanter, if you were to sober up after getting shikah ad dolo yoda, there would be a chiyuv lishtakeh b'yayin constantly throughout the day. Once you sober up, you have to get re-drunk again until you reach ad dolo yoda, and then you're potter again. So these two different purims could be radically different. And actually, it's Medayik the Rambam. We quoted it before. And the clue was there that I planted. When it comes to eating meat, it says, Shiyoichal boso. You have to eat meat to your Purim Suda. What about drinking? For Shoyse Yayin. He drinks wine, which is Loshen Hoiva. He's drinking, like a constant process of drinking and drinking. Not that he should drink. Shoyse yayin, he's Medayik the Rambam. Shoyse yayin means he drinks wine. So the shir of Adonai Yoda is the patur, not the kiyum. Briskarov says that Purim is unique. Hey, look at Briskarov. Usually we eat and drink on a Yom Tov to get close to God. It's a mechanism by which, it's not intrinsically valuable, it's a mechanism by which we can draw a little bit closer and do kirov on ourselves to God. Bon Purim, he says the drinking and the eating are in of themselves the tachlis. The essence of the physicality is the avoider itself. Again, a very zany, weird, uncommon Jewish idea. But getting drunk itself, eating and drinking itself, is valuable. With no ulterior tachlis. So, Rabbi Isai, that's it. Beloyla Moves. Yes. What's so great about a Mishta? Loshen Shtir. What's so great about getting intoxicated once a year? Why to this extent? Ad Dolo Yoda. And it's only a Patur, not a Kim. Why does the Gemara follow this halacha with a story about Rab and Rebbe Zera getting slaughtered on Purim? What's the connection between the halacha and that story? Okay, it's connected to the Purim Suda, but what's it going to tell us about this whole avodah? You know, some say that that story is there to discourage the drinking. After all, it didn't have great consequences for Rabbi Zera. He stayed away from Rabbi's house thereafter. But the Pri Chodosh says that Rabbi Zera clearly thought the Rabbi was going to repeat this practice the next year when he fended him off and he said, miracles don't happen every day. Shows that he knew the Rabbi was going to drink the next year. And therefore, Rabbi thought this was a proper halacha. Rabbi thought this was a chiyuv. And therefore he was going to carry on in his lifestyle in the same manner. Rashi says, Yayin, Mishtaker B'Yayin. Why specifically Yayin? Can you get shikha with anything? With Kil Hamon whiskey? We're going to get to that. So why Yayin Dafka? So let's start with the Gemara in Brochas Mem Amad Aleph. Desanya, Ilon Sha'ochal Mamenu Odom Arishin, Rabbi Meir Oimer Gefen Hoya. The forbidden fruit, according to Rabbi Meir, was none other than the product of the vine. Gefen Hoya. Not just product of the vine, it was wine. She'ein lecho dobe she'mevi yolola ala odom elo yayin. There's nothing that can bring wailing, panic on a person better than wine can. Shinema, as it says in Bereishis regarding Noach, Vayesht min ayoyin vayishkor. He drank from wine, he degraded himself. When he came out of the table, he was humiliated, degraded through drunkenness, al yidei yayin. So according to Rabbi Meir, the whole descent of mankind, when death came into the world, is caused by a nice Cabernet Sauvignon. Basically. And therefore we have to understand the whole kilkul ha'olam comes through Yayin and the Gefen, according to Rabbi Meir. It's amazing in Torah that we can see many times, this is an empirical observable fact, according to modern science, that the same thing can have opposite results. Let me give you an example from a Gemara in Avodah Zorah. Da'omar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Reish Lakish stated as follows, Ein gehinnom la'asid lavoi. There's no hell in the world to come. In fact, my Rosh Yeshiva once told me, it's not that hell is so burning hot, it's just overcrowded. There's no hell in the world to come. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzi chamam min artiku makdir. God takes out the sun from its resting place and shines it on everybody. This is what's going to happen. Roshoim nedunim bo, v'tzadikim misrapoim bo. God takes out the same sun, and the Roshoim are going to be extinguished through it, and the tzadikim are going to be healed through it. The same sun has opposite effects depending on the recipient. We see this in many words, by the way. Shana means year. Every year can be the same or different. Because shana can mean shoina, to repeat, or shinui, to be different. It's the same, but different. There are other examples as well. Dal can mean poor and lowly. But we see in the context of doila, to lift up. Shineemar, aroimimcha Hashem, ki dilisani. That's what the Sfasemet says. The same word can mean opposite things. Good, with a vav, means to connect. And gadah, with a hey at the end, as in loy tiskoidadu, means don't separate into bunches. So it can mean connect or divide. So this sun that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out into the world, and it's going to burn up the Rishoyim, and it's going to inspire the Tzadikim, it's the same thing, can do the opposite things. I want to plant this yesoid in your brains for posterity, in order to understand what's coming. Now for the hypothesis Yomi. Yayin led to disaster when Adam Arishan misused it to rebel against the Tzivui Hashem. So the theory is that perhaps Lishtakir B'Yayin, the avoider during the Mishteh on Suudas Purim, is a chiv to return to Gan Eden, pre-chait, before he ate the pre. Paradoxically, the repetition of the same act of being Shoyse Yayin can have the opposite effect. The world came to Kilkul Al Yedei Gefen, Rabbi Meir, and now we can attacking the whole world and the universe, and the galaxy, through the avoider of that holy day of Purim. It's like Kiddush times 1,000. We know the Gemara says in Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, on the base, Homon min HaTorah min Ayin. Where's Homon in the Torah? Hamin HaEitz. Did you eat from the fruit? When God starts to distance himself from man, did you eat? As if he doesn't know. That's exactly when Haman comes into the world. Haman comes in at the point when that Gefen was taken, and when Adam drank that wine, according to Rabbi Meir. That's when Haman's born. That's when Hitler's born. That's when Ahmadinejad comes into the world. Hamin Oetz. And that's Gematria Sophic. Because without the confidence to have clarity in one's life, one opens themselves up to Hamankite. Now we need to understand this illness, Adam's Chet, in order to understand the medicine of the tikkun of the Avodah on Purim. Rav Dessler says, what was the Chet of Adam HaRishon? What was his Bechira? After all, we know that he was Kuloi Oyer. Baba Basra says that after he died, his two heels shone like suns. And in his lifetime, his whole body was a spiritual furnace of bright light. He could stretch to all corners of the globe, according to the Gemara in Chagiga. And the Midrash says that the angels, the Malachim, mistook Adam HaRishon for God. And they wanted to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh in front of him. This great individual only gets his Yetzirah after he eats, according to Rabbi Meir, the Geffen, imbibes the Cabernet Sauvignon. As it says, V'yihyu shneim arumim, Adam and his wife weren't clothed, ha'adam v'ishtai, v'lo yisboishoshu, and they had no shame. That's why I think levush comes from, the word for clothes. Loid bush. There's no humility, or there's no, sorry, humiliation, because one is clothed. So we see Rashi right away, he says, Shaloi hayu yoidum derech tznius. They didn't know tznius. They didn't need to have tznius laws. La'avchim bein toiv l'ra, to distinguish between goodness and badness. V'afal pi shenosna boi deo likroi shemais, even though Adam had the das to name all the animals with the names that he gave them. Loi nosem boi yitzahara, ad ochloi mino eitz, v'nichlas boi yitzahara v'yoda, ma bein toiv l'ra. Rashi says he didn't have a yitzahara until he ate this wine. At that point, Haman comes in. Hamina eats. At that point, death comes into the world. Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that the Yetzirah came from without. And Rav Dessler now is charged with the task to understand the Bechira level of Adam before this sin. After all, what's the point of life? It's to fight. It's to overcome challenge. It's to not be an angel. Not to be born like a robot. We're born with peccadillos. With iniquity. With a propensity and inclination to do the wrong thing. And the whole point of life is to be attacking that which is intrinsically weak in a person. So what's Adam's avoider before he has this pre-chait stage? He says like this, there's a difference between toiv and ra, and emes and sheker. Before Adam ate of that fruit, all he saw was emes and sheker. Doing a sin was like putting his hand in a fire. It was like trying to be convinced that 2 and 2 is 5. It's just a non-option. It's a ridiculous, ignorable thing. He just sees moral clarity so clearly. Emes and sheker. When he eats of the wine, says Rav Dessler, now moral subjectivity comes into play. Now it's toiv and ra. It's a choice between toiv and ra. It's not just so clear that ra is a non-option. It's a tempting option that comes into a person's mind. He now has the hava amina to sin. And that was the change of Adam's human condition, pre and post chet. And the test, says Rav Dessler, the nesoyin was to remain loyal to emes and sheker, and not to plunge oneself into the sea of toiv and ra. Adam wanted a test. He said, I can make a greater kiddush Hashem if I eat of the wine, now the das will come into me, I'll have a yetzahara, and I'll still choose the right thing. I'll go into McDonald's and I won't order the burger. Whatever it's made from. And therefore we see that his choice was to stay loyal and accept his backlist to a kind of Baruch and Sivui, rather than have a bigger test. The failure was not just to accept that he's got to be a robot. That's the ultimate decision he had to make. But after the chait, this ta'aroivus comes in. The shatnas of both toiv and ra, they're now valid options. And the dimion becomes a possibility. The avoidus levesume bepuria, getting slaughtered on Purim, could very well be to return to this point. When we say ad de lo yoda bein, or Haman le baruch Mordechai, going back, that is to extinguish toiv and ra. After all, what's baruch Mordechai? Toiv. What's Or HaMon? Ro. He gets so shikha that you cannot distinguish between these two concepts. Where are you now? You're back to a world of emes and shikha. You're back to a world where you have complete vision and moral clarity. You're being attacking the exact failure that Adam HaRishon made. And you're going back to his shoes, pre the pre. And therefore it's midah keneged midah. The same thing like the sun in Osid Lovoi can have opposite effects. It can burn the Rishoyim and heal the Tzadikim. Yayin can be mekalkel the oilam, and it can be metakein the universe as well. This is paradoxical, but it's a hypothesis. So to erode the fortress of Tov and Ra is our avodah on Purim. We ask several questions about this zeini chiyuv of levasume. So I think the first approach to understanding why we have to get so drunk and why it's dafka adalayoda between Tov and Ra is because we're doing exactly the opposite of Adam HaRishon. He brought in Ra into the human condition, and now we're extinguishing that world and going back to emes and sheker. But I think there's more to this. Purim is the time when we wage war against Amalek and Haman. It's a time of Mechias Amalek. And when we are Mavatl, Toiv and Ra, and we go back to Emes V'Sheker, are we not also being Moicha Amalek? Amalek thrives on Ra. He exists only in an Olam of Ra. Homino Eitz, he comes in at the time when Ra enters the world. If we Mavatl that Ra, and we're going back to Emes and Sheker, when we just get God for such clarity, and we understand what he is, and he's so real to us in our lives, that there's no option to do that which is not his tzivui. Then we moicha Amalek in the most drastic way. That's a real kill, Haman. By getting slaughtered, we slaughter Haman. It says that nichnas yayin yotze soid. What's the soid of a person? It's neshama. That's a Yom Kippurim. It's a day like Purim. Yom Kippur is a day like Purim. What happens on Yom Kippur? The neshama comes out, we fast, we downgrade the body, and we become like Malachim, or greater than Malachim, because they don't have tests. That's when the neshama comes out, so all the more so on Purim. Nichnas yayin, the yotze soid, the neshama of a person, the soid, comes out. And this is how we are Mavakal Amalek. That's the real Mechias Amalek. And that's why perhaps we have that story of Rabbah shechting his friend, his erstwhile friend, Rabbi Zera, getting slaughtered on Purim. Because that's exactly the propensity of Yayin, the avoider of Levasumi Bafuria, has the power to be Sheichet, the Yetzara, to Shecht Amalek. So maybe these two things are connected, the idea of Yayin, the idea of being able to be Moicha, Misa, to be attacking the Misa of Adam HaRishon, and actually to slaughter the Yetzara. And that's why these two things are juxtaposed in the Gemara, in Megillah. The Emek Brocha says there's another way to be Moicha Amalek. He talks about the sugya of, can we be Mekabel Ager Amaleki? Can you accept a convert from the Amalekites? So it goes back and forth. We paskin that Lahatchila, we don't accept an Amaleki if we know him to be one. But Bidi Evet, post facto, it works. The if a Beis Din converted an Amaleki erroneously, without knowing his true identity, then the Geirus is Chal, it's effective, even though it was made erroneously. So I was thinking, why Lahatchila don't we, aren't we not Mekabel Geirim from Amalek? And if we don't do it, it's not our policy to accept them, why does it work Bidi Evet? You can't have your cake and eat it. It's either all or nothing. So the Emek Brocha answers that we don't accept Geirim from Amalek ab initio, lehatchila. Why? Because we've got a mitzvah to be moicha them. So how can you engage and give them a bris milah and dunk them in a mikveh if you've got to kill them? And that's why it doesn't work. That's why we have a policy not to accept them. But once it's done, Rabbosai, once it's done, it's effective. Why? So I was thinking of a new chiddush. That the geirus itself is a shtick, mechias Amalek. Making him into a yid, purifying him, cleansing him, that is also a way of being moicha Amalek, and that's maybe what the yayin is doing. The yayin, the emes and sheker, being mavatl, the toiv and ra, is also this process. But to be mekabel him as a ger b'di'evet, it works because you're moichayim that way. And that's what we see in the Gemara in Gittin. Mibnei bonov shel homon lomdu Torah b'bnei brak. Some people say you can still find them there. But nevertheless, the people in Homon and Amalekim can become grois of b'nei Torah. It's amazing. And that's a type of mechir. Last but not least, there's a sugya in Baba Basra, Daf Memvov Amad Beis. Look it up. It talks about a sugya there, a very esoteric sugya, about an oris and chazaka, complicated sugya. And the Gemara makes a simon to remember the sugya. It takes the Rosh Tevis of the sugya, and at the end has the simon there for you to remember the sugya by. What's this one? Ayin, Mem, Lamed, Kuf, Amalek, Simon. The Gemara remembers itself through the word Amalek. I remember being very excited by this. You see, Amalek in the Torah, there's the B'nai Bonav, Shalhom, and Lomdu Torah, B'nai Brak. There it is. You can convert Amalek and use him to enhance and advance Klal Yisrael, Torah, and Torah Hashem. So, just to summarize, as we come out of winter, we started with this concept of Kilchamon, that whiskey that I found in that shop, and we've understood, or tried to understand, this unique avoider we don't see anywhere else of getting shikah in Yiddishkeit. Understand its geder, the possibility of ad delo yodan, meaning a patur, the constant chiv to get drunk and re-drunk when one sobers up. The whole idea of Yayin and the two possibilities and being metaking the Hater or the Mauritian, which ultimately is the source of Amalek, and the whole concept of Mechias Amalek in the Emet Bracha, about being mevatel him in a variety of ways, Emes and Sheker, Toiv and Ro, the Sea Simon Amalek, Yimitz Hashem, this year will really be Moichahim.